The Gemara says in Brachos and Av Yud Zayin that one who learns Torah shelo lishma, not for the right reasons, noach lo shelo nivra, better off they weren't born. We know we have a Gemara in Erevin, a machlokas, a running machlokas, beisilo beishamai for 2.5 years, whether noach lo adam shelo nivra, beishamai, beisilo, and or noach lo adam to nivra. And the Gemara says nimnu v'gamru, until 2.5 years later they paskin on the shayla. Noach lo adam shelo nivra. Of course, the Marsha points out that what's the pshat in beishamai, because you have 613 mitzvahs, 365 negative, 240 positive. So the odds are against you. So why noach lo adam shelo nivra? So the Gemara uses that expression here, that one who learns Torah shelo lishma, it's better that they weren't born. Mashma, it's a terrible thing to learn Torah shelo lishma. So Tosis asked, what do you mean? Don't we have a general rule? We learn mitok shelo lishma, Baalishma, that doing things, as we'll see, as we'll learn out from Bilam as well, but we learn that things that are not done, better to do something shalolishma, because eventually you'll end up doing it lishma. So why don't we say the same thing here? Learning Torah shalolishma will lead us to learning Torah lishma. That's what Tosis answers. So Tosis answers, when do we say, Enachinami, really, Shalol Lishma, Bo Lishma, we're in agreement. As long as it's only Shalol Lishma, it's like neutral. However, if you're learning Lakanter, if you're learning to shlug up some and to disprove, to make a big machokes, a big macha, then it's no Achol Adam Shalol Nivra. If you're just learning, you're not thinking, Reini Mechubim L'Shem Shamayim, that's okay. You're not thinking anything like most people. But if you're dafka learning so I could shrug the guy up and cause a machokes, so then that's what Tosis says. That's what the Gemara means. Noach lo adam shelo nivra. So you shouldn't be learning Torah lekanter. So comes along, the Marshan says, wait a second, not so fast. What do you mean? The Gemara says in Nazir, again, we learned the principle when we talk shelo lishma bo lishma. Where do we learn it out from? By Bilam. Bilam harasha. That he brought karbanos in order to what? That he could curse Klai Yisrael. What greater lakanter than that? That it's not just neutral. He wasn't just bringing karbanos in a neutral state. He was bringing karbanos dafka to curse Klai Yisrael. He knew the rega achas, the 1 second, millisecond guy gets angry, they want to destroy Klai Yisrael. So, yet the Gemara seems to say, we learn out for it, it's a good thing. So even though, so it seems to see from the Gemara in Nazir, that even if you, so Tosis answered, if you're in neutral state, we say, mitok shelo lishma bo lishma. But if you're learning lakanter, if you're doing it lakanter, so then better not to be born. But what do you mean? The whole source of Mitok Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma, we learn it from Bilam, and yet the Gemara praises what Bilam did. Lo Lishma, we learn out from Bilam, not praising, he was cursing the Jews, but what we learn out of Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma, and yet he definitely was a cantor. So how does Tosis deal with this Gemara? That's the Marsha's Kasha on Tosis. So there's a famous answer in the name of Rev Hutner Satzal. So the question is, the Rambam writes, when he writes this halacha, mitok shelo lishma bo lishma, he only writes it by Talmud Torah. However, by Shaar Mitzvahs, he never writes it by. Yet the Gemara Msachim not only says it by Talmud Torah, but a person should yasok b'toro v'mitzvahs. That not only the Gemara extends it, you should learn, even if you learn Torah shelo lishma, and if you do mitzvah shelo lishma, it's okay. So why does the Rambam limit the heter, or limit shalolish to doing something lolishma to Torah And does it include mitzvahs? So Rav Huttner answers because it's tzvei dinim, it's two dinim here in Shavuot Lashma. Number one is there's a segula element. What do you mean a segula? We have a segula, people are into segulas. Here's a segula. If you're not going to learn Torah at all, learn Torah Shavuot Lashma, and that will come to lead to Torah Lashma. So there's a segula if you. That once you start learning Torah, even for the wrong reasons, you'll end up learning it for the right reasons. That's one din of Shavuot Lashma. And another din, it's a heter. What do you mean it's a heter? Meaning, we learn on Har Sinai, the Torah was given be'ema, be'yira, be'eish, it was given be'facha. The person has to have a proper yira shamayim. The person has to learn in the proper state of mind when he's learning Torah. They say over... Well, that was the Chazon Ish by Halacha, but I think it was with Schwab's brother before they even knew the Chazon Ish. Was that popular? He went in, he was speaking to him, you know, very laid back, calm, sense of humor. All of a sudden he said, I have a Shiloh for you. He got very serious. So there's a Halacha when you're learning Torah, the aim of a Yira. So, and that's why a Baal Keri is also to learn Torah. You have to be in a certain state of mind. You got to be Betara. So, there's two halachas. If we talk Shavuot Lashma, one is a segula, and one is normally it's usher. If you're not learning in the proper state of mind, it would be usher because it's not Dumya Desinai. But if we talk Shavuot Lashma, Baal Lashma, I give you permission to learn, even though it's not Dumya Desinai. So, the Rav Huttner explains. The Rambam is a halacha, the Mishnah Torah. He says, all you need is the 24 books in mind. It's a halachic sefer. So therefore, he doesn't deal with segulas. So the Rambam just deals with the real, the pure halacha of Torah. By Torah, mitok shalol lishma bo lishma, so really be usher because it's not dumya desina. You're not learning the aim of a yira. So therefore, I need to head to shalol lishma bo lishma. However, when it comes to segulas, there's no iser. There's no iser to do a mitzvah. You don't need a heter to do a mitzvah shalol lishma. So the Rambam has no reason to bring it up. That's the Gemara. It's a segula. So the F of Rav Huttner answers, that's the pshat. In the toast to the Gemara says in Brachas, someone who learned shalol lishma, noach lo, it's better he wasn't born at all. So Tosis, aye, what about... He talks shalol lishma bo lishma. So those are the answers. That's if you're in a neutral state, but if you're kanter, so then it's usher. So the Marsha says, what are you talking about? We see the Gemara uses Bilam as an example of doing something shalol lishma bo lishma, and he definitely did it with kanter, the curse Klai Yisrael. So, and then, so the Rambam only deals it by Torah, not by mitzvah. So the Rav Huttner explain is that there's one reason you learn from the segu element, you talk shalol lishma bo lishma, then you learn the heter element. So the Rambam's only talking about by Torah. So by Torah, really, you should, it's also to learn the aim of a yira, but you talk shalol lishma bo lishma. However, when it comes to Torah, as Tosis points out, like the Rambam, if you're learning the kantor, so then there is no heter. There's one heter, if you're learning in a neutral state, will permit you mitok shalol lishma bo lishma. But if lakanter, then we say, better off noach ol adam shalol nivra. However, by mitzvahs, by Bilam, there is no iser, so it's only a segula, so therefore there's no problem. Even lakanter, one could do shalol lishma by mitzvah, because there's no heter. You don't buy Torah, you're really not allowed to learn bituma. You got to learn dumya desinai. So we'll give you a heter mitok shalol lishma, but if it's a kantor, you lose your heter. But by mitzvahs, there is no problem to begin with. It's only a segula. So the effa, even a kantor, isn't a problem mitok shalol lishma bo lishma. And the effa, that's why you go ahead and we could learn out from Bilam, you could do mitzvahs shalol lishma. And that's just the famous line, parenthetical, that's the famous line of Rav Huttner about the post can bring down that if, let's say, tachan on different parts, it's better to say less with kavana than say more without kavana. So that's the halacha. So Rav Huttner says, better to say less without kavana than to say more without kavana. But either way, that's the yisod here, that by Talmud Torah, since it's an iser to learn it, you need a dimmi to Sinai. So neutral, you can learn, but shalom, but lakantar, no. But by mitzvahs, which is bilam, even lakantar, the segula should come doing something shalom lishma should lead to lishma.